So today is the 10th of July, 2012. This is Tenzin. We are in town hall right now, and we're going to interview Mr. Aryadeep. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is your main job in the town hall?
Well, I can put this in two ways. One is to realize the highest potentialities of Auroville, and in that context, to protect the Auroville area,
okay,
to secure the remaining land,
okay,
so that Auroville's development happens in a very cohesive, unified way. So I work in Auroville land section. My work is to communicate with the donors who send funds for the land purchase. My another work is to communicate the relevance of Auroville and the further inquiries that people want to know about Auroville, so that they can understand the importance of supporting Auroville.
Do you work here since long?
Yes. I came to Auroville in 1990, so now it is almost 22 years.
Wow.
And out of 22 years, I work in this section since last 16 years. That is 1994.
Do you enjoy this job?
Yes, very much. It is very important, very vital work. So when you do something which is very important for Auroville, you enjoy it.
So you've basically helped Auroville in a lot of ways.
I will not boast that I am helping in a lot of ways, but I feel I am doing something which is essential, which is very much fundamental work, a pioneering work. If Mother's vision of Auroville Universal Township is to happen.
Okay, thanks. And can we just have a word about what you think about the Auroville children's education?
In a way, Auroville children are very lucky to have their education in Auroville, because here you don't have a great pressure to pass your examinations and get degrees and certificate. Here, the education is not commercialized.
Yeah.
Here, there are so many other good things which the children in the outside school or in the outside world do not have. So I hope that Auroville education will develop, expand further, and more skills in the world will become more and more like transition and future school. Some of the things which I still feel necessity about Auroville education is that still they need to understand more about the psychology of human being. It means that besides concentrating on specific subjects, like language or math, you should also learn the qualities which help you to concentrate, to develop your imagination, to develop your willpower, to develop your reasoning ability. And that has to require a very conscious approach. Also, you need to understand what is the meaning of physical education. Just go to sports, play is not enough. We have to find what is the meaning behind it, how it can help us in my personal development. So there is a whole new sector which still, I think, Auroville education has just to understand and develop.
Well, thank you very much for your time and knowledge, Mr. Aryadeep.
Thank you very much, Tenzing. I am very glad to meet you.
Hello, today I am Arun talking to a lady. Today is 9th of July 2012. So, what's your name?
My name is Tamar.
How long have you been in Auroville?
I've been here for 9 years.
And how is your life here?
Life is very good.
And so, you have a small child. How old is he?
She is 1.5. And I have 2 other kids of 9 years and 5 years.
Oh, great. So, what do you think of Auroville?
I think Oroville is a fantastic place to live, fantastic place to keep to have kids grow up, and a very fantastic place to keep growing and learning.
And do you like the education system?
Very much. I'm very involved in the education system. We actually run a school, so it's called the Learning Community, and it's a school that's been around for 4 years, and it's going well.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for interviewing.
It's a great pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Arun. Today is the 10th of July, and I'm in Town Hall, and I'm interviewing Mr. Otto. So, Mr. Otto, how long have you been in Oroville?
Since 1981.
Oh, that long. So, how long have you been working Town Hall?
Since it opened, I think it's now 5 years, 6 years that we're here.
And what do you think of Oroville education system?
I think it gives Oroville children a lot of possibilities to develop as they want to develop. And the opportunities they have to study and to choose the subjects, to choose what directions to go, gives them a lot of freedom. At the same time, also it needs a lot of self-discipline for them because they are not as regimented as they are in outside schools. So it needs their own interests have to be strong in order to find what they want to do. And motivation has to be there from their side. I mean, the outside schools are more putting pressure in a certain system, and then you follow the system. Here in Oroville, it's your own motivation which helps you to develop your own interests. And that is the advantage of the Oroville system. But it also requires a lot of self-discipline from the kids.
So you think our kids are following these rules of Oroville?
There are no rules. What do you mean by rules of Oroville?
The Oroville system for a youth to behave in Oroville, are they behaving the way they are?
Sometimes there is too much freedom in the sense of maybe too little supervision in a certain sense. Because from children will always try to find the limits. If the limits are staked very far, then they will go very far. If the limits are, depends how, where we put our limits, where we put our line, according to that, kids will also follow.
Oh, okay. So thank you for interviewing. I'll meet you next time. Bye.